I was very intrigued by a woman who is popular. Her name is Rachel Hollis, and I was intrigued by her writing style and read her Girl, Wash Your Face with the intention of kind of studying her style. And I thought I liked what the book had to say. I went back, and it's all about how mom guilt isn't something that you have to cater to, and going out and having a goal and having a dream and reaching for the stars is what women ought to do.
What's mom guilt?
It's, I guess, when a woman is a career woman, they're, and I've never seen this, but there's a lot of, because I've gotten pressure the other way, there's a lot of pressure on career women to stay home or be a mother.
I don't believe that for a second.
I started listening to it and stopped right away because I don't know where this is going. I mean, I do know where this is going. I don't need to listen to this because encouraging the family to disperse and us to shut off that part of our heart, that part of our caregiving nature, it
Yeah.
just is, it's disturbing to me.
Sad.
Yeah. And if we're having mom guilt, then, I mean, I guess potentially you could say I have mom guilt when I come on the show and something goes wrong out in my home. Why wasn't I there? Why didn't I put them first? When I go across the street to the Hebron Collegium and I was in a conversation, it was good.
Yeah.
Everybody was gathered around the table. We were having a great time. And all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, what time is it? And I had promised the kids that I would come to their competition, their
Oh, that's when you
tournament.
relate to that. Yeah.
And it was already starting.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a watch. I didn't have a phone. I'm like, it
Right.
wasn't that I wanted to be late. I just literally didn't look at the clock. And
Yeah.
that's so frustrating. So, yeah, I mean, I could say I have mom guilt, but I don't need somebody to tell me, well, rise above it. I just need somebody to say you're forgiven.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that's what you answered with. That's good.
Today it happened again. A fight broke out at home.
This is why Moses had to appoint elders over
I
Israel.
feel that story. I feel it. And I can't.
Oh, Meredith.
I don't respond properly.
Forgiveness.
I don't need to be told that I can fly to the moon.
No, right.
Actually, I don't even need to be handed pads and a tampon and told to like keep on going.
Right.
I need to be told, take a minute
Yeah.
and just be a woman.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
it's hard.
Yeah.
And they are totally just taking that from us
Yeah.
in all of it, trying to make us all be so strong and whatever. I don't even know.
Alone is what
Yeah.
they're trying to make you be.
I want to be
Yeah, that's
encouraged
right.
to be fragile.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate being told that I have to protect myself. Nobody's going to protect you. You have to protect yourself. Since when? A book that I picked up at the library today, it's about a woman soldier who is fighting for something. And I was like, what is this book propagating? You know, it's a woman soldier who's going to save the world.
Ladies, on the day that there is a thermonuclear device about to go off and you are standing beside the button that allows you to turn it off, you save the world. You got me? Like that moment, you push that button, okay? Don't need no man to push that button. The idea that the women need to be the ones out there saving the world is so sad and upside down. and even deplorable. Like, when there is a fiery building, the men should be running into the fiery building, not the women. Why? Why? Because women can't do it because they're stupid. Yeah, okay, whatever. Because women are so valuable, we can't afford to lose them. That's why. That's why. And that we don't believe that is insanity, demonic insanity. The destruction of marriage at the highest level, to lose the value of woman as a pinnacle of creation because of the ability to propagate the next generation and to raise them. So you have a whole industry saying, you know, the patriarchy is keeping you at home still. It's like, I don't know. It's gaslighting.
But it's
is what
not.
It is. It's not.
They're
I know.
They're not keeping us home at no. all, and they're pushing us out of the home.
Nah, I know. It's nonsense. That's why it's just it blows my mind that they're this girl washer, blah blah blah. that she's got this whole industry about how she's gonna like help you not fall victim to this mass marketing campaign of birth mothering, right? And it's like, wow.